Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, we're in the book of James, chapter number 2, and we begin in verse number 17, where the Bible says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." And we begin there on Monday, talking about the principle of a faith that works. And then in verse number 18, we saw on Tuesday the proof of a faith that works. The scripture says, "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." There's proof of a faith that does work. There's outward evidence. But then let's today look at another thought in this series: the problem with a faith that doesn't work. Look in verse 19. "Thou believest that there is one God, and thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Well, obviously, here we're talking about a head knowledge and not a heart knowledge. The devils believe that there is a God. We know that. And we also know that the devils actually recognize Christ, the demoniac. Knew who he was and said, "Are you come to persecute us before the time?" The damsel followed the apostles around, crying that they were men of God. And on and on, the demons in the New Testament era, they were quick to recognize the Son of God as well as the servants of God. But certainly the demons are not saved. They believe there is a God, but they believe it with their head and obviously cannot believe it with their heart. Well, may I say, a lot of people today, and I guess this is probably the biggest place of confusion in Christianity, is the difference between a head knowledge and a heart knowledge. I've heard an illustration, and let me give it to you. Let's say that there's a man, and he is a tight wire walker. He can walk a tight wire or a tight rope. And so he gets up ready to perform, walk across a canyon or a great river or Niagara Falls or whatever. And he gets up with a loudspeaker and he said, "Folks, how many of you believe that I can walk across this tightrope?" And they all cheered, "Yeah, we believe." Then he said, "How many of you believe that I can walk across this tightrope pushing a wheelbarrow?" And they all clapped once again and said, we believe you can do it." And then he said, "Well, how many of you believe that I can walk across this tightrope pushing a wheelbarrow with a man in it?" And the crowd went crazy. "Oh, we believe. And then he said, "All right, which one of you that believe I can do it is willing to come up here and be that man?" You see, there's a difference between believing someone can do it and placing your faith and trust in the fact that he will do it. You see, the man who climbed and got in the wheelbarrow put his entire faith and trust in that person. He put his whole heart into it. He risked his life along with the man who was performing the stunt. May I say, a lot of people believe that God can save, believe that God does save. They even believe that God will save. But the difference is, they've never had him to save them. They have never placed themselves in God's wheelbarrow. They have never placed themselves in a position of full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have a head knowledge, but are not a heart knowledge. And I'm sorry to say our churches are full of folks just like that. "Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well." I mean, confess that there's a God. The devils confess that there's a God. And then the Bible says the devils also believe and tremble. Look at the companions that you have. Oh, there's the majority. The devils believe and tremble that there is one God. They believe, they have faith, but obviously it's not the type of faith that saves you. Hard to find people around this part of the country that don't believe there is a God and don't believe that Jesus is his son. But my friend, it narrows it down when you find out how many are willing to trust God's son for their eternal destiny. Father, meet every need of every heart today in Christ's name. Amen and amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.